G'day everyone, Ian here. Sunday, 17th of September 2017. Just heading back to Brisbane from Toowoomba, been and visited my mum. She's doing well after having her shoulder reconstructed. And it's good to catch up with her and spend a bit of time with her, fuss over a little bit. She's going home. She's been in a midway house between hospital and home for the last few weeks. So she'll be going home in about a week's time. That's good. She's on the well and truly on the mend. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. This is sort of the second episode for the day. Today's what I want to talk about, and that is my gorgeous darling daughter, who's on an adventure as we speak. She's doing the Three Peaks Challenge in the UK. She's been living in the UK for the last couple of years, and she's leaving Britain, I think, later this month to go to Canada with her fella. And just before she leaves this weekend, she's doing the Three Peaks Challenge. She's doing it as a charity to help raise some funds for a fellow who's been knocked about a bit by life circumstances and needs a bit of financial help. So she's been raising a little bit of money for that. And the Three Peaks Challenge, which I didn't really know anything about, I think I may have heard whispers of it over the decades, but really I didn't know anything about until fairly recently, is climbing the three highest peaks in the United Kingdom, in Scotland, in England, and in Wales. Well, yesterday she arrived up in Glasgow, I think I want to say, and caught the bus, train, car, I don't know how she got to the start point. I actually don't even know if she's doing it with a group of people. I believe she is. I don't believe she's doing this independently on her own. I think it's part of a large organised group. So yesterday, Saturday, relatively early start, she said she climbed it, Ben Nevis, is that the name of it, in 3.5 hours, got to the top. Caroline told me that she was a little bit anxious about it because we're in September, it's coming up to mid-September, and it's starting to get a bit cold, and the Scottish Highlands can be a pretty nasty part of the world, and people have been known to perish on that slope, and I'm glad I don't know enough to be worried, because I could be a little bit inclined to worry for my daughter's sake. But I saw on Facebook that she had hit the top in 3.5 hours, turned around and hightailed it back down, and was well and truly on her way to the tallest peak in England, and I can't remember the name of it. It's some weird name. You Brits know what that is. And I believe she's done that, and I think as we speak, she did that overnight. I can't imagine what that's like to walk in the dark. Caroline said that it's a pretty easy walk, but still walking it at night, especially after having done just probably 7 hours walking up a substantial hill, would be hard work. And I believe now that we're sitting on early Sunday morning UK time, she's done the overnight drive to Wales to quite Mount Snowdon. Snowdon, is that what it's called? Something like that, yeah. So to climb the highest peak in Wales. And that's her task for today. She did that last summer with her mum also. And I saw a photo of the pair of them up on top of that in in fog and wet and cold and dank, even though it was middle of June. So today she's going to do that. So I don't know how many hours is involved in all this. I don't know how much effort's involved. I don't know how fit she is. I believe she's been doing lots of hiking and walking, training for the last couple of months to get herself fit. I believe she's just dynamically fit and she's very confident. It's so awesome. Just so friggin' awesome. And it reminds me of when I was a similar age. She's 26 and a bit now. But when I was 24 and 25, I ran a couple of marathons. It reminds me very much of those experiences I had at that age to take on a challenge and rise to the occasion and then just determinedly slog step after step to get the job done, to achieve the end result that you're after. It has held me in great stead throughout my life to have done that back when I was those ages, to achieve something through dogged determination, to know that you can achieve things if you just chip away. That's why I learnt running marathons, and that enabled me to eventually build a house, which was a huge undertaking to do by myself. And it also enabled me to take on other large projects that required me to just chip away through the worst of situations, which ultimately is normally things like fear and boredom, to eventually achieve the goal. Learning tango, believe it or not, good folks, is exactly like that. Learning tango is one of the hardest things I've ever done. And it's hard to believe now because I do it with such ease. I'm not saying I'm good, I'm just saying I do it easily. And but learning it was really, really hard, and it took a long time. I'm not talking about days or weeks, I'm talking about months, if not years. The first 8 months of learning tango was horrid. And running those marathons enabled me to be determined to achieve that goal. And my darling daughter Sabina is now probably beyond exhaustion, knowing that she's up for another, God knows, 6 or 7 hours of fairly hardcore walking up Snowdon before she finishes this Three Peaks challenge. And it's something that I can say her mum and I helped to prepare her for. When she was 15, we sent her to Belgium for 3 months on exchange. And Sabina said it was really hard, and she got terribly, terribly lonely. But she eventually enjoyed it. And with that strength and independence, she eventually, after finishing school, started traveling. And she tells me stories of being 19 years old, and we're talking about a very attractive blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, at the age of 19, wandering around Eastern Europe by herself, telling me stories about going to Roma villages and hanging out, having parties with Roma people. She's an awesome young woman, just friggin' awesome. And she's got this insane confidence that I am so immensely proud of. She's doing a really good thing, and it's wonderful, just wonderful. Just another adventure in her long list of adventures, but she's pretty bloody amazing. She probably won't listen to this, but if you do, good on you, kiddo. Stay safe, go hard.